When I teach about Pentecost to the children at our school, I use the following analogy to help them understand today's feast day. Think of a bucket filled with water to the brim, and that water is God. Pentecost is like taking the bucket and pouring God, the Holy Spirit, on every person. The result, we all end up wet, and that is filled with the Holy Spirit. And by the way, the flow of water from inside this bucket never ends, no matter how much you pour it. Every time we say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come," the content from inside the bucket is poured on us over and over again. The point of this image is that today, Pentecost Sunday, we are all receiving a special outpouring of God, the Holy Spirit. The same outpouring that the apostles received over 2,000 years ago. And this is, or should be, breathtaking to think about. The idea that today we are showered with God, covered in the Holy Spirit, filled with divine life. And what happens when we are that much filled with Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit? The sequence for Pentecost that we heard before the gospel today tells us what it feels like to receive that outpouring from on high. It is sweet refreshment here below, rest most sweet, coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. And that all sounds like something we would all like to experience. And truly, God wants to make that happen for us. Every time we say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come. You who are of comforters the best, and the soul's most welcome guest." Today we are also given what it takes to do the things that Jesus asked us to do. When we read the gospel and hear things like, "Forgive 70 times 7, or "Love your enemies," or "Your sins are forgiven, go and sin no more," we might think, well, that sounds really nice, but that is impossible to do. The truth is that on our own, it is impossible to do. Yet, today, God fills us with His own life. The Holy Spirit, He fills us with what it takes so that we may be able to do what is beyond our natural capacities, so this morning, I invite all of us to become aware of the gift of the Holy Spirit that we receive on this day, the day of Pentecost. There were also two other moments in our lives when we were showered with Holy Spirit as well. Namely, the day we were baptized, that's going to happen to Remy soon, and the day we were confirmed. And that is why on those 2 days, the priest and or the bishop covered our foreheads with oil to make visible the invisible reality of us being covered by the Holy Spirit, filled with divine life, with the life of God. So may God stir in us the gift of His Spirit that dwells within us since baptism. In times of sadness, say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." In times of frustration or anger, say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." When you feel weak and about to sin, say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come." When you feel alone or unloved, say, "Come, Holy Spirit, come. Thou of comforters the best, thou our soul's most welcome guest."